Just then Don Quixote entered the room, decked out in his entire collection of accoutrements, including the somewhat battered helmet of Mambrino. Don Fernando and his companions were flabbergasted by his strange appearance, especially his long, sallow face, his jumble of assorted weapons, and his solemn bearing. They waited silently to see what he would say, and he soon obliged them, addressing the beautiful Dorothea in his gravest tone of voice. "My faithful squire informs me that your highness has been brought low and your very self destroyed. If this was by order of that necromancing wizard, your late father, he didn't and still doesn't know the half of what he should. If he had read his chivalry, he would have realized that lesser knights than I have overcome obstacles far greater." Here Don Quixote stopped to await the princess's reply. But she, knowing that Fernando planned to continue the deception until he had successfully returned Don Quixote to his village, replied with great aplomb.